You may remember yesterday the last line of the gospel. And many who are first will be last, and the last will be first. Same theme today. Now, as I pointed out, as Matthew has taken our Lord's teachings, he's organized them so that starting with the beginning of chapter 18, all the way through to now, the end of chapter 20, is a discourse on community life. And so if you go back and study that, you'll see. You see, it's about scandal, about forgiveness, and then about states of life and so forth. Now today, we have this gospel in which we hear everybody is leveled by mercy. You be a big shot, a little shot, you be married, you be single, you be rich, you be poor, everybody's leveled by mercy. So you say, well, then it doesn't make any difference what we do. Oh, it's just the opposite. And that's the mystery of this parable. There are other ones like this, you know. Think of the one in Luke about the younger brother and the older brother, and the younger one goes off and wastes everything and comes back, and the older one's quite upset. And we usually identify, I don't understand that, why that fellow's so upset. Now, who would understand what our Lord is getting at? The saints. Because they love God. I've already mentioned this remark of Saint Therese, right? I wish God didn't know everything. I'd love to do something for him and he wouldn't know it was me who did it. You see, that's love. And this is the realm of love. So our Lord is telling this parable. Does that mean that those who work harder don't get more? Of course they get more. They get the Lord. Isn't that enough? And so you have this lovely parable about the fellows going out to work. As usual, it's just filled with teaching, insight, attractiveness. Well, you know the situation. These fellows are waiting out in the square to get hired. You read this in the paper every day, right? Nowadays. The Hispanic men, they're not allowed to wait at this parking lot anymore because, you know, they have to wait over in this parking lot or whatever. But they're doing the same thing. They're men who wait every day to see if they're going to make any money for their family. They don't have a regular wage. They don't have, you know, every day they have to do this and wait. And that's, of course, that's great for the construction companies because they don't have to hire guys and then keep them around when there's nothing for them to do. But it's not great for the men standing there in the parking lot waiting for a job. Now, suppose you're out in that parking lot all day long. Today, not much luck. Huh? It's going to rain. Maybe there'll be much work. But at the end of the day, you know, a guy comes along and says, hey, you four, what are you waiting here for? We're waiting all day for somebody to hire. Come on, I'll give you a job. I'll pay you something. In fact, he doesn't even say that. All he says here is, you two go into my vineyard. That's all. Now you go work with these guys. And so then comes the end of the day. And he's going to pay them. They pay them day by day, right? That's probably $8 an hour by now. So that's $64. Eights are 64, right? So the guy starts with the fellows who just got on the job, pays them $64. They're pretty happy, right? And so the guys who worked since morning, they're waiting for a little bit more. They don't get it. And they're mad. Well, if we're talking about parking lots and construction and something, you know, maybe you could say, except they agreed for $8 an hour. What's the problem? See, are you jealous? Actually, the text says, is your eye evil because I'm generous? I want to give him what I paid you. Why can't you be happy for him? Why can't you say, man, that's great. I'm going to wait around and hide till the end of the day tomorrow and see if that happens to me. You know? might not try it. So what do we get out of this story, you see? First, the total liberality of God. And his total lordship. He's the Lord. And then we get a little hint. You want to be happy? Work just for love. Then you won't care what you get paid. You'll be so happy that God is served, that God is honored. You won't care what you get paid. That'd be enough. That's the key. And that's the kingdom of heaven. And so, whoopee, we all got paid the same. Isn't that great? Well, you see, there's a theological issue here. Catholics and Protestants have discussed this for a long, long time. I mean, like, we say there's merit, and they say, how can you say there's merit? Look, you see? And that produces a big problem. It doesn't really. But you see, what is merit anyway? This is the key. Merit is arriving at the goal to which God has been moving you. You see, it's all mercy. Our Lord moved St. Therese at 24. She was already a huge saint. Who did that? God. Everybody knows that, especially Therese. Everybody knows that. If he wants to, you know, move her to enormous sanctity through a lot of suffering. And isn't that great? Wow. Lord, move me. I mean, you know, I know you're trying, but I am giving you such a hard time. See if you can't help me. You see? Now we have today the Feast of Our Lady, the Queen of the Universe. Who made her the Queen of the Universe? Ask her. My soul magnifies the Lord because he has looked on the lowliness of his handmaid. We had today in morning prayer that beautiful text from Isaiah. I rejoice heartily in the Lord. He has decorated me, clothed me with, pearls and I forgot, okay. In the tradition, you know, this text, rejoicing, I rejoice in the Lord, is the way it goes literally. That's what Our Lady said when, in the womb, she began to realize that she was immaculately conceived. And that's why, that's the theme song for that feast. It's the entrance hymn, you know. Who knows better than Mary the mercy of God? Because her heart is so pure and so God-centered that she sees, like nobody else, that she's a total work of mercy. But look at the way she responded in the power of grace. Look at the way she learned. Stand outside the crowd and have Jesus say, who's my mother? Who's my brother? You know? Move up a step now, you see. Realize, I can't rely even on this glory of being the mother, the physical mother of Jesus. I got to get in there, you see. Like at Cana, when he said that to her, woman. You know, what's this to you and me? Woman. Why woman? Because she's Eve. We have to have a whole other kind of relationship. I'm Adam now, and you're Eve. This is what he said to her at the cross, right? Now you're the mother of all the living. Behold your son. And so, you see, there's a dimension of life that is hidden to us until the Lord reveals it. And the dimension is love. Good old-fashioned love for God. And knowing God's love for us. And then saying, I will work my heart out till the day I drop because I love you. And I leave the wages to you. Then, we're in the kingdom. And so you get this fellow, Matt Talbot. There he was, such a drunkard. He was lying in the gutter there in Dublin, right? Now he's a blessed. On the way to being a saint. Isn't that neat? See, that's the mercy of God.